Hello, and good evening.
Good evening.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That first song was Find a Way by Smush.
Smush?
Smush.
Smush, Smush. One of those two. It's actually a pretty old song, and it was written and performed. The two girls, they're older now, but I think when they did that, they were like, the two sisters, I want to say they were like 12 and 13.
That's
or like
so
11
amazing.
And 13. They were really young.
Goals.
And it's really cute. I was having a conversation with someone, you know who you are, and we were talking about like what kind of music you listened to like growing up as a kid. And I don't know, my dad always like found a way to make music that wasn't meant to be like children's music for me and my sister. And I remember like one day he found like these two sisters and was like, oh, like you have to listen to this song.
That's so cute.
And I just remember being like so little and being like, I want to make a music video, I want to do music with my sister. They still do music now. It's more like electronic, tech, I don't know. Not totally my cup of tea, but they were really cute when they were little, and I liked that song a lot. The girl who drums is like so good.
I bet if they started
that little,
that young, like you would get good at it.
Oh yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah. Anyways,
way to go, Smoosh.
Way to go, Smoosh. Very cool.
Also, good band name.
It's like a cute, like I don't know. I love it.
12-year-old.
Very cool. All right. Anyways.
Happy April Fools, y'all.
Happy April Fools. I don't have any pranks.
I pulled a prank yesterday.
Really?
I'll share it after the next song.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I want to hear about it. All right. More music. You got something, or you want me to keep
keep it going?
We're gonna keep it rolling. All right. Here's another song. We'll be right back. All right, that was The Day Sleepers with the song Creation.
Nice.
And now,
an April Fool's tale.
Yes,
from
please.
March 31st.
Does that make it even better?
I think so, because it's like a double prank.
The element of surprise.
But is it like two negatives make it positive? Are we dealing with that kind of thing? I don't know.
No, I think it's better.
Anyways.
We'll just leave it.
Anyways. No, yesterday I stole Teddy's phone in the morning. So here's how we did it. So I paired up with my friend Adriana, and she stole her friend's phone and I stole Teddy's phone. And then while they were sleeping, right?
This is evil.
And then we, in place of the phones, left a note and a walkie-talkie. And the notes were like, use this walkie-talkie to find a friend who will help you find your phone. But they were just sending, the walkie-talkies were just to each other.
Right.
And one of them got...
Oh, so they were both useless.
So
because
they were both useless, okay. But they could then communicate and team up. And one of them got a clue that only they would understand for a location to go to. And then at that location, there was another clue with some coffee because we are nice.
Sorry about this awful
prank.
Sorry
about this scavenger hunt to find your phone, which honestly I think is kind of fun. And so that branched to leading them to their cars, which then they had to go to Mystic and get the last clue that had a Google Maps instruction sheet for how to get to a diner.
Like printed out,
yes,
like old school.
Where they had to then follow the steps of the Google Map where they couldn't like see where they were going. It just said this, where to go. Like turn here.
Oh, so just the written directions.
Written. And then it brought them to a diner where we were with their phones. But...
I don't know how I feel about this.
It was so funny,
this
first
is
of all.
A very lengthy and thought out.
No, like we put a lot of effort in, which, however, wasn't the most effort I've put into a prank before.
Who are you?
So fun. But then they failed at using the maps because they came, Mystic Lake has a beach that's called Shannon Beach, but they thought that was at the title. Like, they thought that's where they were going. But that's not how Google Maps instructions work.
No.
So they are just stupid. And then they were like looking for a beach, but they were in the middle of Arlington, like downtown.
Right,
which is just, there's no
beach. There's no beach.
So then
there's
they
like a lake
got
or a
lost
pond.
And I was like, they were like 10 steps max. So I found it pretty funny that they were incapable of using a map.
That is funny.
But it was fun, you know.
That's good. I'm glad
highly
you had a good time.
I recommend as a prank.
I hope you got brunch.
We did get brunch and it was delicious. So worth it.
That's awesome. I don't know if I've pulled any pranks recently or
ever.
I'm not much of a prankster, I don't think. Like small things, but not you're a mastermind.
Yeah. Yep. I pride myself in it, I'm not gonna lie.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for more pranks I've
brought. More prank stories. Have you ever been pranked? Like really well that you can remember?
Somebody tried to make a fake email from Tufts, like when I was a senior in high school, and email me saying that Tufts didn't have housing for me. But when they made the fake account, they accidentally registered with their name. So when I got the email, I got their name as the title. Other than that, it was really impressive because there was like fake letterheading and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good.
Legit.
But I saw through it.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
You can't prank a prankster.
No, I don't think so. You're definitely right on that one. All right. Hit us with a song.
We got a song.
Everything. if I could find someone who can. Everything would be exactly according to plan. If I could find someone who can. If I could find someone who can. Keep it all.
Took them all. He managed. stared at the captain through frightened eyes. The captain reached for something to hold on to.
"Help me,"
he whispered as he rose slowly to his feet. The boy's face went pale. He recognized the sound. Silently, he pulled down the shade against the shadow. Lost in the doorstep of the empty house. "I'm trying to find my way home. I'm sorry. About my job situation. have to explain it to him. Took everything I said as insinuation. Then he looked into my eyes and said something about you're playing a game. That's when I looked a little past him, pointlessly repeating what I'd said again. It's easy to understand what it is that makes me feel this way. It's not so easy to make all of my problems go away. Then again, what else is there? Another life, some other way. Really don't know what you mean. Trying to find that way.
nice jean. The future is a drag. I have to get back to my planet. I hate to let you down before the sun goes out. Never think I took you for granted. Had a way to express myself. I had a way to be honest. I had a way to express myself. I had a way to be honest. Dear Florence Jean, I never had a plan. I cannot seem to get it together. Stars fell from the sky. Someday so will I. Never think I took you for granted. Had a way to express myself. I had a way to be honest. I had a way to express myself. I had a way to be honest. Dear Florence Jean, they say we'll never land. I'm trying hard to keep my composure. With numbers into play, heaven on delay. We cannot wait around till it happens. Had a way to express myself. I had a way to be honest. I had a way to express myself. I had a way to be honest.
Hello. Amanda, what did we just listen to?
We just listened to Florence Jean by Damian Jurado.
Before that, we heard Sleep Spent by Death Cab for Cutie. Before that, Mixer by Nap Eyes. Before that, Good Morning Captain by Slint. And before that, we heard Everything Apart by, let's see, Fox Warren, Andy Schaaf, and Daryl Kissick. Yeah, that was a lot of music.
Lots of music.
I think we got distracted.
Oh my gosh, it's 8:43.
I know. I don't know how that happened.
That happened so quickly.
It truly did. You got an overrated, underrated, or this or that?
I do, but I mean, it's basically just what we've already been talking about, but I gotta
do it.
That's
okay. We can do it.
Overrated, underrated pranks.
I honestly think underrated because I don't think they occur that often in my life, at least.
I would agree with that. I feel like I'm always the pranker.
Mm.
Which I've already been bragging about how you can't prank a pranker, prankster, pranker. Which one? Call in, let us know.
I'm not sure. I guess my point being, well, I was going to say maybe I wish I was pranked more because I would think it's funny, but in like a nice way.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I don't want any negative pranks in my life.
Maybe a surprise.
Maybe I just want a surprise.
I think it sounds like I'm a one to surprise. Right?
I guess a surprise is a
positive prank.
You make a fair point.
We only want positive pranking this season. Thank you.
Well, I guess I'm more of meant. Well, I don't know. Because you know how I think there's a category of pranks that are like silly and funny, but then there's also like, ew, I just stepped in something disgusting that. You know what I mean? There's also, I think, a less enjoyable version.
Definitely.
But yeah, I don't think pranks really occur that often in my life. We did in like high school. Every senior class had like a senior prank.
Yeah.
We did them for like an entire week.
That's fun.
One day in our like senior parking lot, we all just parked our cars not in the spots. Just people parked everywhere.
That's
and it
amazing.
Was an absolute mess. and we all skipped like first period, and we brought out like lawn chairs, and we played music. We had like a tailgate in the parking lot. They didn't like that. I'm pretty sure they came out with like a loudspeaker and were like, you need to park properly and get inside for school.
That's amazing.
I think we also did the classic like cup, like where you fill the water cups.
That's a lot of effort, honestly.
A lot of effort, but also not very original.
Exactly.
The grade above us did a not so nice prank, which I'll tell you off air.
Okay. That sounds good.
It was kind of bad.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Those are the most recent pranks I can think of, really.
I'm into them. Yeah. They're good.
Yeah, they're fine.
We've got to do it more often.
I think so.
It should be year round.
It should be year round.
April Fool's every.
I wish, like, our house did more silly stuff like that, maybe.
I feel like it's just the effort.
It is
people
effort.
People get hindered by effort.
Absolutely. But think of the joy.
The joy.
Anyways. Yeah. All right. We have more music.
More music.
More music. Ooh.
Shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all. that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, alright, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun. Alright, alright.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Tracing the shadows.
was Don't Know Why by Slow Dive. Before that, Amanda, what did we listen to?
Before that, we listened to Anybody.